If you're not used to loud music, then don't listen to this fucking show. Extreme, baby! Right here. Right now. UFO Extreme Show. Rockin' Rich Giordano here, speaking in half of seeingufos.ning.com. The show, the site, the person. It's all right here, guys. We're going to rock it out. We're going to talk about the paranormal, mainly UFOs, and what is with the alien shit coming out? All these photos and videos of... oh, all these new aliens all of a sudden just appearing out of nowhere from Roswell. I thought we made a rule never to talk about Roswell again. God, I hate it. I hate Roswell. We shouldn't even be talking about Roswell. But there's a video out there, and I put it on the website, and it's about, a minute or so long, about a little alien moving around and shit. It's better than the Stan Romanek fraud. Anyway, it looks good. We're going to rock out here in the beginning of the show like I always do. And then we're going to come back. And I'm going to settle you guys into the truth. Because you fucking deserve it. Alright, I got some new tunes, baby. Let's sit back, relax, and let's get fired up. String just shredding on those strings, baby. It ain't fucking reality unless you're here with me right now. So we're gonna get into it here in a second. And then we're gonna talk about you, the members on seeingufos.ning.com. AZ UFO Show. This is Extreme AZ UFO Show. Come on, bitch. Turn it up. Shred it. Continue. On your fucking knees. Yeah, I got some new tunes. You know what? It's good to be me right now. There's so much stuff out in this paranormal world that I just can't wait till the real stuff comes in. There's so much fake bullshit out there. It makes me want to shit on you. I'm not kidding around, man. This sucks.
1, 2, fuck yeah!
Exactly. Yeah, we're rocking it out. So what? And this isn't the type of show for everybody. I can dig it, and I don't care. Because I'm doing what I want to do, and I'm doing it for you. And this is the way we should be talking once in a while. Just get fucking nuts, get down on your fucking knees, and pray to God that this always goes and lasts forever. Because this is a lot of fun. I tell you what, I'm going to turn this bitch up one more time because I'm in the fucking mood. Satan. Here we go, we're taking off. Let's go, baby. Turn this shit up. Go, 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 go. Guilty. Oh, man. I don't know. I can't help it. It just fires me up. I got to turn up my favorite parts of these songs. All right, we're going to get started. We're getting into the show. So what's 5 minutes between fucking rockers, right, man? Chill the fuck out. All right, so like I said, videos and pictures of aliens have been hitting the internet pretty strong. And I'm a little bit interested in a video that has popped onto the internet. And this one's quite cool, even though it has to do with Roswell, which we fucking hate. It's new footage of Roswell alien. Now, between you and me, Roswell was in 1940, 1820. I mean, come on, man. We're still coming up with footage and shit. I thought the footage was leaked years ago. Didn't you? Remember the alien? And he was sitting there and he was talking, and it looked like a puppet. It looked like a marionette. It looked like a girl named Marianne. But it did. It looked just like a fucking puppet. And then the guys come in, and the thing starts coughing, and it can't breathe. Remember that? Because it was dying, although it didn't have any bruises or anything on it. But it was in a dark room, and they were shining lights into the mouth, into the eyes, and it was pretty fake. This is the alien, another alien from Roswell. Well, I thought we already had that footage with the other one. So this one, it looks pretty cool. This looks like your classic alien. It's got the big head, the big eyes, the small lips, no dick. It kind of reminds me of Robert Thorson. Anyway. Well, there was footage that came around, and anyway, it's talking with the soldier, but in this YouTube video, really something that will live in history books is the first footage of an extraterrestrial of all time, or is it a hoax? One thing is for certain, though, whatever the subject in this video is, these people say it's certainly not human. I gotta be honest with you, it can be human. And it probably is a hoax. But the footage claims to show an ET as it goes around interacting with appears to be military officials, which you never see. The mouth never moves. And it's understandable from the area around it that it's not alone. I mean, you can tell. The fact that it seemed clearly interacting with objects around it suggested somehow cooperating with the military officials around it. And indeed, several witnesses have come forward and said this sort of interaction was ongoing. Of course, there was also the legendary alien interview, which I talked about. It's that footage which reportedly shows the alien interacting with a man behind what appeared to be on a television screen. Holy crap, I think I just had heartburn. Half my lungs just burnt to a crisp. Oh, Jesus, hold on. My God. Oh, I treat this show as if it was live. There's no editing here. Oh my God. It's because I'm talking about the aliens. That's why they're giving you heartburn, you fruit. Yeah, that's why the aliens gave me heartburn. Because I'm going to keep talking about them anyway. One of the stranger elements of this footage is how receded back the eyes are. I mean, you can't actually see the creature's eyeballs. Or how covered in shadow they are. And the lack of any reflection suggests even the eyes that they are deep within the creature's skull are likely black beyond it. But despite this, it can be seen blinking. clearly suggesting the contrast was very high in the footage. I get it. And that would be keeping in with the current understanding of the alien grays, as they're most commonly known in the media. It is also incredibly long arms. They show the hands. And this little outfit it's wearing. This is, to me, this is what it looks like they portrayed the future space outfits to look like. Remember the show Space 1999? Well, that came out in, I think, the late 60s, early 70s. And the outfits they wore are nothing like what we're wearing now. Well, that's what this alien reminds me of. He's wearing this probably grayish blue type of slim-fitting, form-fitting, kind of like parachute pants. He's wearing the parachute pants, man. Well, anyway, that's what it looks like. And that's, if you look at the old movies back then, that's what the futuristic clothing was going to look like. So to me, that's what screams out hoax the most. And I have to admit, the blinking of the eyes looks pretty good, because you can actually see the eyebrow moving. And I don't know, they didn't have this kind of technology back then, or the puppeteering as they did now. So I have to admit, although I know in my heart it's probably a fake. How can I say that? In my heart I know that it's probably a fake. I can't contradict it. It's a fucking fake. I know it's a fake. The clothes, the reaction, everything about this thing just doesn't look real. I have seen Discovery Channel, just like you. And you know when you see a creature for the first time and you've never seen it move before, but you can tell it's real? Well, to me, I've never seen this alien before like this. And to me, it doesn't look real. So I would have to say it's not. Well, Rich, what would you think an alien would look like? You know, if you've never seen an alien before, of course it's not going to look real. Wrong! I just told you! Don't ask stupid questions. Because what I said was, if I've never seen a creature on this planet, and then you showed it to me, I can tell what's real and what's fake just by looking at it. And don't be so stupid. Hey, you can tell what's real and what's fake. You look at this video, tell me it's fake, and I'll believe you. You tell me, what are you doing? So, check out that video. It's pretty wild. I found it on the internet, by the way. I like to put it up there and give credit where credit is due. Richie G! So anyway, look at this footage. It's pretty wild. By the way, our military supposedly has killed Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. Or is it Obama sin Laden? If you keep listening to the reporters, they keep saying Obama, Barack. I mean, we killed Osama. Well, reports just did. We have just killed Osama bin Laden. They keep getting it wrong. It's great. I have a few questions. I want to talk about killing bin Laden. I know this is a show about paranormal, but what conspiracy is floating around all over the place is, why did we dump his body into the ocean? And I have a few theories on that. I'm going to talk about one now and one later. My first theory is that bin Laden was killed months ago, and we had his body on ice. Do you remember a few months ago, maybe it was around Thanksgiving or just after, when they came out with the new technology for the airports and the new way they were going to grope everybody and feel everybody up when you go through the scanners, or you got to get the personal wand? You know, these guys coming up with their fucking rock hard penises, and they're like, come here, babe. Come here, how does that feel? Does that, what do you go? Bend over. Anyway, so that's how they were checking everybody out. Well, I think we killed bin Laden back then, and what we've been doing is we jerked up the the fence and the airports. We had everybody getting scanned. We put in the new scanners. We did all this shit because when we killed bin Laden a few months ago, We were worried they were going to bring in some bombs and fucking shit to destroy us. And I think now that has calmed down and they haven't done anything, I think it was time that they actually admitted they killed the guy. So, you tell me. It's weird to throw the body into the ocean. I want to see him. I want to see him hanging like they did Saddam Hussein, motherfucker. Fuck yeah, let's turn this shit up. Let's rock out. Bin Laden's dead, bitch. Yahoo! Laden, fuck those people over there, fuck them all and fuck them hard. This is the fucking USA, bitch, and this is the place you fucking want to live, trust me. Fucking let our fucking government do what they want. We pay them to keep secrets from us, and I gotta tell you why. I didn't vote, I never do, so I can't fucking say much, but I don't give a shit because there's nothing I can do. I can't control anything. Neither can you. What are you going to do? Obama's president. I didn't want him. Nor did I want McCain. But they're in there. I didn't choose these fuckers to be up there. Shit. I didn't make the price on oil, the price on bread, the price on my fucking life. All the shit we have to pay for. I have no control over anything. All I do is live. And if I'm not bothered, if my life goes the way I need it to, then I'm happy. And I'm fucking happy with a lot of things right now. So, hey, if they kept it a secret, they got their fucking reasons. Believe you and me. We don't know anything. And that's the same thing that goes with ufology. You know, you guys want disclosure. It ain't gonna fucking happen in your lifetime or mine. So get over it. It's not gonna happen. There's a reason why you dumb fucks and me are not going to know about the fucking aliens if they're here. If they're here. You hear me? Now, we can go a lot of different fucking directions, guys. Because I can tell you dreams of abductions and shit, and you're going to tell me I've been abducted. I don't have any proof of that. I have dreams. And I had dreams even before I was into aliens. So the fact that you're going to tell me, well, you were watching TV? No, that shit doesn't matter. Well, you were watching movies and reading books? No, I didn't. I've had these dreams my whole life, but there's no proof. So I'm just going by the fact that I have a great imagination. Please. So there is no reason for you guys to keep begging for this shit. I want disclosure. I want it now. I want to see an alien in my town. I want disclosure and I want it now. I want to see an alien in my town. You're never going to see an alien. And that was a pretty bad cheer, I must admit. I'm not a fucking cheerleader. I'm a truth fucking teller. I'm a truth seeker. I'm a fucking realist. And I'm telling you guys, it is what it is. We pay our government to keep things hush. If you found out that an asteroid was coming to hit planet Earth in 3 weeks, would you go back to work? No, neither would I. I tell you what I would be doing, I'd be fucking everyone and everything. Women only. Come on, don't be gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Well, there is in my book, you know, because I'm not gay. But there's nothing wrong with it in the sense, you do what you want to do. And that's another thing. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have any control over what the government does. We pay them to do this shit. Let them do their shit. And disclosure ain't gonna happen. And then you wanna live in fairyland. Oh, December 21st, because that's all you got left, right? When you have no control over the government and alien disclosure, and you can't control the gas, the oil, all that shit, then you go and now you're gonna go into past religions and societies. They're not even around to tell us anything. Nobody's around to tell us anything. Just keep reading what's on the internet. I tell you what, here's what you need to do. I need to do this too, don't get me wrong, but I'm trying to live like this. I'm trying to live as if I didn't read a fucking thing. If I didn't read about aliens, if I didn't read about Osama bin Laden, if I didn't read about anything, my life would just go about and be normal. It really would. So would yours. And I have no control over anything. Why get involved? It's like, why do I even do this? I mean, nobody's really listening. What impact am I having out there? I'm not really having an impact. But I will say what a lot of us guys say who try to voice their opinion in a public place or on some sort of venue like this. If I can make and change one person to see things the way they are, like reality, then that's enough for me. And I know I've changed more than one person out there. I think I've changed three people. Me, myself, and I. That's it. I've realized that I'm a fucking crazy, narcissistic know-it-all. I do know a lot, though. That's what pisses me off. And there's some people out there that think that, Rich calls everyone else a hoaxer. And then they try to say, I'm a hoaxer. Rich is never wrong. No, I'm wrong. I'm wrong a lot. But I'm not. I don't put myself in position to be fucking wrong, idiot. That's the difference between me and you. I won't post like Alison Cruz and Robert Thorson. I won't post a person walking down the street on a hot day where the ground is, creating that little effect where it looks like the ground is like wavy. And then say the person is floating and that the person walking down the street is an alien. I won't say that Bigfoot is next door on the stoop of a house that's only 5 feet tall, which is actually a tree. I won't videotape a bug, a plane, or an airplane and call it a UFO. Oh, that's the new thing. Airplanes and UFOs can morph now. Yeah, we have Transformers up there, guys. Yeah, airplanes are UFOs. They're morphing. Come on. God, you guys, don't tell me you're turning into these believers of this shit. I can't believe what's going on out there. Guys, think about it. Think about it. It ain't happening. Disclosure ain't gonna happen. Forget about the internet. You're not taping a million UFOs in the sky every night. You're not. You're not that special. I'm sorry, Allison. I'm sorry, Robert. I'm sorry, Tucson dork out there with Sheila aliens. Oh my God. I mean, these people are so stupid. Really? Hello? I mean, videotaping an airplane. Hello? And then when it gets close enough, you're saying that it's turning into a UFO when it gets far away? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's because the further away it gets from them, it's hard to determine what it is, and the light configuration changes. And they're saying because the way the angle of the plane is that it's morphing? I mean, this is somebody who's not thinking clearly, guys. These are people who are stupid. In the fact that they don't even know they're stupid. You know what I mean? They believe their own stupidity. I used to tape, and I've told this story before. I used to tape the satellites that go... Arizona is very clear all the time. So I get to see a lot of cool shit. And I saw a lot of satellites. I would wake up at 4 in the morning. And then at 7, 8 o'clock at night, I would videotape these white lights that didn't blink. That went at incredible speeds, but never turned, never changed the speed, always went in a straight line. And then once in a while, when they got to a certain point in the sky, they would get really bright, and then they would dim out. And that's because of the solar panels on these iridium flare satellites would reflect the sun in our direction. There's a website you can go to that tells you where they are and how bright they get. Well, I didn't know this at the time, and I did it for 10 months. I taped them thinking they were UFOs. I told my wife at the time, I go, how can I be seeing all these UFOs? She goes, I don't know. Maybe they know you. Maybe they're giving you everything you need. I go, that's stupid. So turn up the music!
Karma's a bitch!
I hate hoaxers!
I hope you die.
Now we're gonna jam out. Got it?
Karma's a bitch! Right!
Let's have some fun. Can we have a little fun? I'd like to sing this song with you. Oh, by the way, the end of that story was somebody told me that I was taping Iridium Flare satellites, told me where to find them, and I knew it, and then I stopped taping them. End of story. Let's go. This is Bob. Come on, everybody. Let's have a little fun. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about seeing UFOs.
I can't believe I'm falling down to my knees. It got me begging me, please. I'm still getting on the way. My broken chest, it hurts. It won't let me breathe. I'm staring down at my wrist. You know I have to insist. Would you talk to me? Why?
Right after this, AZ UFO Extreme.